Hello, everybody. Just about ready to head out for the day. I wanted to talk about a little bit about the MacBook Airs in general and why that might be a good choice for a student. I might have talked about this before, I might have not. Well, the reason why I think they're a good choice is because they're so light. I mean, I've never seen a machine lighter than that. Well, there probably are a couple, but I've never seen a machine as light as them. Startup time, I've never seen a machine start up as quick. Processor, you can turbo boost your processor, which I didn't do. I could have, but I didn't. You can put, as far as I know, a 512 gig SSD in those, but that'll cost you quite a bit. So I went with the 128 because I had talked to a couple people and they had said, what is your situation? And, you know, I said, I'm mainly going to use this thing for Skype, a little bit of Twitter, a little bit of audio editing on the side when I need to, and then documents, and maybe some MP3 files, some music through iTunes. And they said, get the 128. I said, okay, you sure not the 256? They're like, yes, get the 128. Later, when that one stops, you can get the 256. I said, all right. So I went with the 11-inch 128. Never had a problem with it since. It's running 10.9.3. Not the full release, but it's kind of like the non-released, to-be-released version, basically, is what it is. And that was very easy to install. Actually, people said that that mine would come with Mountain Lion, which I did look at Mac Tracker on that particular Air. And it came with 10.8.4 was the original OS when these puppies came out. But then later, it got upgraded to Mavericks back in October. So then, when I got mine, it came with 10.9.0. And then I upgraded it to 10.9.2. Then I decided to put the beta version of 10.9.3, and it does run quicker. I've noticed a couple things that kind of lagged in 10.9.2, although in every update, I think Apple tries to put stability enhancements to all Macs, because mine does run quicker. Startup time is just a tad bit quicker. But having an SSD versus HD, it's the better option to go, and especially for the Air. I mean, I can run pages all day on that thing if I wanted to, write documents. Printing on that thing is just excellent. Now, one of the things I did do is, since the Macs only come with two USB ports, the Pros and the Airs do, the Minis and the iMacs and the Mac Pros come with four. And I went ahead and got a little USB extender that I can hook in any time. It has four USB ports. So I basically have five ports. Four on the extender and then one that's free on the Mac. So that's not a huge deal. And I went with the 11-inch. I could have went with the 13-inch. Now, the 13-inch, the only advantage to it is that it has a built-in SD card slot. That's about it. Other than that, I don't see any advantage over it. At least for me, I don't use SD cards that much. No. It's rare. But anyway, I think I'll head out of here for now. And I'll check in later. So see you later.